how you doing today? We're just getting going on our big, comfy couch. Right, Molly? 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 Gosh, where's Molly? There you are! Oopsie! I forgot you had your couch climbing lesson this morning. What a monkey girl! Okay, Molly, down you come, very carefully. Hello, my little Molly monkey. Wow, you sure are learning to be very good at couch climbing, isn't she? I bet you're getting stronger, too. Make a muscle. Oh, let's see. Wow, you are getting stronger. What? Oh, you want me to make a muscle? Okay. What do you think? Soft as a marshmallow is not. Ooh, kind of squidgy. Guess I could use some exercise. Hey, I'll go stretch on my clock rug. That's good exercise. All right, come on. Time to stretch. Climbing, huh? Well, feel my muscles now. Better? Sort of. Well, all the better to hug you with. Whee! You're a real gem. Isn't Molly a gem? A gem? It's precious, like you. A real gem is actually a special stone. Yeah, and you can make rings or necklaces or even crowns with them, because gems are beautiful. And guess what? They grow inside the earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to dig really deep to find them. Yeah, and then when you bring them up into the light, gems sparkle and twinkle. Do you like my diamond? Isn't it gorgeous? It's a rock, a real rock. Well, I wish I really did have a diamond ring. Or even better, a ruby, because they're red. Or an emerald, because they're green. Green. Hey, I bet if I dig deep enough in this couch, I might find an emerald, or maybe even a ruby, or even a diamond. I bet. I am going to dig deep and find a gem. Watch. Nope. Nope. Nah.
Ha ha ha!
beautiful diamond. It's so sparkly and twinkly. I knew if I dug deep enough in the couch, I'd find a real gem. What door? Right. This is a doorknob, not a diamond. Silly me. You know, Molly, I just thought of something. I think you're supposed to dig in the ground for precious gems and jewels, not in couches. Oh, piffle. I really wanted a real jewel, not some silly old doorknob. Pickle juice! What's that? You think if I dug in Granny's garden, I might find a precious gem? Hey, of course. Good thinking, Molly. Okay, let's go. You don't want to. You've got another climbing lesson. Oh, but Molly, that's not as important as digging for gems and jewels. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No! Okay, fine. You stay here and couch climb. And I'll go out and dig in Granny's garden for precious jewels. And you're gonna be sorry when I have my own diamond ring and you don't. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Bet you will. Huh. See ya. Hi, Granny.
Hello there, Lunetka.
I'm gonna ask Granny if I can dig. Granny, I've come to ask you for a favor.
A flavor? Chocolate.
No, Granny. Not a flavor, a favor.
Oh, good, because I'm too busy digging in my garden to stop and eat right now.
Right, Granny. What I want to know is, would you let me dig really deep in your garden for treasures?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Digging for little treasures.
Oh, you are?
Yep. My garden is full of gems.
Full?
Buckets full.
Buckets full?
Oi, oi. Aha, yes, I think I found one. A real gem.
Wait, let me see. Is it a ruby or a diamond?
Oh, it's a red one. This is a red wriggler. One of the best.
That's a worm.
Of course it is.
But that's not a treasure.
Oh, in my garden, these little guys are real treasures. Oh, there's another one. Here, Lunetka, hold my bucket.
Buckets full of worms. Granny, I wanted to dig for jewels and gems today, not worms.
There aren't any rubies in my garden, but Lunetka... These little guys are real gems. Better than rupees.
Well, sure would make a yucky necklace.
But I don't want necklaces. I want vegetables. And these little guys munch the dirt and make it good for my plants to grow in. My little treasures.
This is not the day I had in mind. Have a what? Major Bedhead?
Possibly, but then again, reality is such a shifting sand, don't you find?
Huh?
Hey, Bedhead. See, you've got your glad rags on. What's the occasion?
Well, I'm off to the Peninsula Club to be a social climber. That's a club for fancy clowns.
Fancy schmancy. That's what I say.
In fact, this is my last delivery ever before heading off to the Peninsula Club, which is where I belong. Package for Mademoiselle Lunette the Clown. Package for Mademoiselle Lunette the Clown.
Package?
Hold it right there, Mr. Fancy Nancy Schmancy Pants. What's all this nonsense about last delivery ever and never being a courier again? What's up, Bedhead?
Well, oh, shucks. It's kind of hard to explain.
Please tell us, Major Bedhead.
Well, if I get into that fancy club for clowns, people will think I'm special and important.
But you are special and important.
I am?
To me.
Meow.
Me three, two.
Precious even?
More precious than even a diamond ring.
Gosh, that is precious.
Meow.
More precious than even your catnip mouse? Wow, I am precious.
Bedhead, you're more precious to me than a whole bucket of worms.
Really? Wow. I mean, ew.
Oh, no, that's really precious to Granny.
It is?
The best.
Oh, well, thanks, Granny. My own bucket of worms. I'm a big goof, right? Yeah, but at least I'm a very special and important goof. I just want to stay me.
Good for you. That's the way.
Welcome back.
Package for Lunette the... Whoops. Package for Lunette the Clown.
Thank you, Major Bedhead. My favorite courier under the clown sun.
That's little old me.
Wonder what it is. Ooh. Huh. Let's see. Oh. It's from my Auntie Macassar. Dear Lunette, I'm sending you this shovel because I really dig you.
Dig. Get it? Shovel, dig. I get it.
I hope it helps you unearth some of life's surprises. Love you like a crazy, your Auntie Macassar. Well, I'm going to go use this right now. Hey, you never know. I might find a real jewel.
A jewel? That would be lucky.
Hey. This is strange.
What?
What is it? Something shining. Maybe it's a really big gem. Gigantic!
Enormous, even.
Surprise!
Auntie Macassar!
Surprise!
You!
You're one and only.
Oh, this is the best surprise.
You old diamond in the rough. What's up to now, Macassar?
I've had diamonds and plenty of other things that shine. None of the above make my smile as wide as knowing that you're mine. 'Cause my jewelry box is my heart. And baby, whenever we're apart, I open it up and it says, you're a gem. It says, shake off them fancy shoes. Take away the piggy bank I use. Tear down my big top tent. If they take away my last red cent, I still got you. I don't need them. Still got you, you, you. Heaven knows you're a gem. I've had money to spare and more to line my pockets. I've had pearls and golden rings and silver-plated lockets. Now my jewelry box is my heart. And baby, whenever we're apart, I open it up and it says, you're a gem. It says, shake off them fancy shoes. Take away the piggy bank I use. my big top tent. If they take away my last red cent, I still got you. I still got you. Yes, I do. I still got you. You, you. Heaven knows you're a gem.
Oh.
You know it's true.
I do. I'm your gem. And Molly's my... Oh, Molly. She's my gem, not some old diamond ring.
That's the truth.
Oh, I better go tell her.
Go on.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Well, I gotta get going over to the Peninsula Club.
You're going there?
Yep, I'm giving a speech to those fancy bored clowns. Liven things up a little bit.
Hey, I'm driving right by there.
Care for a ride?
Oh,
Marvy.
Is that Kashmir?
Oh, darling.
I want to tell Molly I'm sorry. Hi. Nope. And you know what? I don't care at all. Because you're more precious to me than any diamond or any ring or anything. Oh, Molly, I'm sorry for before. Forgive me? Oh. Oh, hey, look! This is the shovel that Auntie McCassar gave me. Yep, she was being a miner underground. What an adventurer! Hey, Molly, that gives me a big idea. Would you like to hear a story right now? Ah, here's the book. Oh, would you turn the light on, please, Molly, while I get my glasses? Thank you. You gotta have good light. Ha, huh, comfy? Good, cats. This is the story of Cindiana Jones and the Temple of Loon. Once upon a time, I think it was a Friday, there was a world-famous adventurer, Cindiana Jones. She was brave, and she was famous, and she had big muscles because she searched the world over for gems and precious jewels. When she went on an adventure, she couldn't take her doll. It was too dangerous for dolls, but not for Cindiana Jones! On that special day, I think it was a Friday, Cindy was going on her most important adventure ever. She was going to find the Hopeless Diamond, the most precious diamond in the whole wide world. It was as big as a doorknob, and she had to find it. So Cindiana traveled far, far away to the Temple of Loon. The Temple of Loon was hidden away, far, far in a cave, full of butterflies. And spiders. Tickly spiders. Cindiana had to climb up. And down, and over, and under. And then, she saw it! The most precious diamond in the whole wide world! Cindiana had to have it! It was dangerous, but at last the diamond was hers. Cindiana felt pretty proud of herself. She wanted to show her diamond to some clown, but there was no one to share it with. and she wanted to tell all about her adventure. But the diamond wasn't a very good listener. It was hopeless. And that night when she went to sleep, the diamond wouldn't cuddle at all. Cindiana felt lonely. And when she looked up at the stars twinkling in the dark sky, she thought of the really most precious gem in the whole world to her. Her doll, who loved her and listened to her and shared things with her and liked to cuddle lots. Diamonds are nice, but dolls are forever. So Cindiana rushed home to the most precious doll in the whole wide world. She showed her the hopeless diamond. She told her of her adventures in the Temple of Loon, and finally she climbed into bed for their cuddle. And just before she fell asleep, she whispered, "You're my real treasure. Forever." The end. That's just like you and me, Molly. Well, Cindiana Jones loved her doll, but sometimes she was too busy to show it. See, sometimes I get so busy digging for things and being a world-famous clown that... Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well, I love all the stuff that comes out of the couch. It's precious to me. So I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Well, Molly, would you like to climb under the old dream blanket with me? Okay. Well, I hope you can come over another day to play with Molly and me on our big comfy couch. Toodaloo! You know, Molly, you really are a gem. More precious than a diamond or a sapphire. I should have called you Ruby. Moon.